This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
How's it going, bud?
Oh, fantastic. I'm in beautiful Seattle, Washington on tour calling you. It's it's only like, it's Wednesday. It's only like 5:30 here and quite the evening in Detroit where you're at.
Oh, yeah. It's late night. We've got a entirely different mood than when we normally record. So
I know we do a lot of these morning vibes. So yeah. I like we're getting a little spooky. Not that it's spooky season quite yet.
It's spooky season. But
it is. Yeah. It is.
It's after the 4th of July. It's spooky season in my book.
Okay. That's the mic we know and love right there. But things are good. Things are good with me. And just back on tour. It feels really good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm going to be seeing you about
a
week here, actually. So, pretty stoked.
And yeah, I've not seen you, in the flesh, Mike, in years.
I know, it's been a while. So,
it is crazy. Like for the listeners, obviously, Mike and I talk every single week and more. But actually, physically seeing each other, it has been since before the show kicked off. That's for sure.
Oh yeah,
and pre-pandemic. So. We're talking about literally years. So,
Yeah, I want to say it was 2019 even.
I think so. I don't even know, I guess.
Actually, no, 2019? Maybe the last time was when you guys were playing with August Burns Red. No, I can't remember who you guys were playing with, but I went to go see Lonely Island instead, but I stopped by and said hi
beforehand. The last Warped? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the last Warped tour maybe.
Oh, Warped 25. Yeah, that was probably it, actually, out in California.
That might have been it. And that was 2018. That's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. We'll make sure we snap a couple pics anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on, man. Okay. What do you want to hit up first? We've got
I want to hit the
music
news
from last week. You got news. We got news. Let's go. We got some news.
I mean, obviously, one of the biggest artists in the world has announced a new album, so we're going to talk about it, especially as it's their first new album after going through a spurt of reimagined records. But Taylor Swift has announced her new record, Midnight. And
yeah,
I'm pretty interested.
Always a big deal.
I'm sure she's got a lot of pent-up creativity after kind of recreating all of her old songs. So I'm interested to see how these go.
Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting saga with her, right? And kind of fighting to get her old music back. And I don't really know why she feels so entitled to it, but that's maybe a different topic. Mm-hmm. But regardless, you cannot deny the talent that Taylor Swift has and the machine that is her career and has been for a long time. So yeah, this is big news and
for sure.
We'll be listening. I don't know if it'll be a number one, but we'll be listening.
Oh, for sure. The other thing, Circus Survive, rumored hiatus. Pretty interesting what's going on with that whole camp.
Yeah.
Anthony Green just recently announced his new project, LS Dunes, with members of Thursday and Coheed and Cambria. So that's pretty interesting, but kind of a interesting spot.
Yeah, it is. And I've seen some of the rumors, you know, a lot of it's from their kind of leaked Patreon news where the band is basically saying, well, if you want to sign up, if you still want to sign up for our Patreon, you can, but there won't be anything new coming at you. And basically admitting they're transitioning into, and they're transitioning into different parts of their lives. It was quite the read. Anthony has denied it on Twitter. I don't know. I have no inside information. Yeah,
I think he's definitely denied the band breaking up. I think this is definitely more of a unannounced hiatus where the band's not done. We're just not going to see anything from them for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, this new project from Anthony and Co. is getting quite a bit of hype, and rightfully so. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of talent with those guys. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, the good news is Anthony's out there working, you know, making tunes and putting his voice on things. And obviously he's one of the greatest, you know, post-hardcore singers of all time. Yep. Maybe the greatest.
And the last thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, we got the first announcement for festivals, right? For next year with Slam Dunk 2023. Did you get to see this lineup
yet? Oh, wow. I actually didn't see Slam Dunk. No.
Yeah.
Who they got?
So, exclusive reunions from Kids in Glass Houses and the Academy Is, which is pretty hype.
I mean, oh, wow.
Academy Is playing Riot Fest already this year. But some really cool kind of up and coming bands on here. You've got the likes of Real Friends and Grayscale, but you've also got Fit for a King, Girlfriends, CU Space Cowboy. And some bands surprisingly high up, like Trash Boat, Malevolence, Holding Absence, Creeper, Less Than Jake, Bowling for Soup, Staples. You got Billy Talent on there. The two headliners they've announced are The Offspring and Enter Shikari, which is kind of insane from like a US perspective, seeing those two band names next to each other at the top of a bill, but like it makes sense in the UK.
Right. So, oh, it totally makes sense in the UK. Yeah,
it's super
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, Enter Shikari in the UK is, I think, I mean, they're still a arena band.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know,
they're probably bigger than The Offspring, actually. But no, you know, I think what's great is when you bring up some of those bands that are maybe a little bit smaller and now they're creeping up the festival lineup and their names are getting bigger and bigger every year. I think that's really great to see. You're just starting to see that these bands their hard work has paid off.
Oh, for sure.
And you know, someone like Holding Absence, who's on tour with us right now, I mean, just the talent in that band is just insane. So, I mean, they very, very deservedly being where they are in that lineup.
Yeah, for sure. I think overall it's a sweet lineup. Obviously, there's more bands to come. So be on the lookout for that. I think it's super cool. And kind of speaking of Enter Shikari, you had homework from last week. Did you listen to the new Enter Shikari and Wargasm song?
I did have homework and I didn't do it, Mike.
Damn it,
I'm
Shane.
The worst. I know. I have one job, but I'm on tour. It's bad.
I'm just going to add it to the New Noise Prep playlist next week.
Yes.
So you have to listen to it.
Put it on. Put it on there and I will listen to it. Absolutely. I'm excited for it. I mean, I got a chance to see, I don't know if I mentioned this on any of the other episodes, but I got a chance to actually see Wargasm live for the first time at a festival in Europe. And it's like, it's just so cool. Like it's hard to describe what they're doing. It's like this kind of new punk, you know?
They're single-handedly taking the reins and making sure that genre doesn't die.
Yeah. And it's really cool how they're doing it. And they're doing it with kind of like a cool sort of positivity and an energy that isn't like the, you know, old school, maybe a little bit nihilistic punk. It's kind of in a different vibe, which I really respect.
Yeah, it's very aggressive, but in a very interesting way.
Yes, and even though the one member is son of member of the Sex Pistols, the most nihilistic band of all time, you're not getting that. You're getting the kind of positive vibes, which I really dig from Wargasm, and obviously with the, you know, I'll call them the grandfathers now because compared to what Wargasm they are, but Enter Shikari, just incredible band that never misses. So.
Oh, for sure.
I'll listen.
And I put it on the playlist already, so you're going to have to.
All right, let's go.
You ready to talk about some stuff from last week, though?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
Cool. Let's talk about our number one from last week. This new record from Muse. How did it settle on you?
Dude, blew me away.
Oh, great.
I think it's the best Muse record maybe
ever?
Since... That's tough, but...
I think ever.
It's really good. What really blew me away is just how heavy this record is.
Agreed.
Like, there's a full-on breakdown.
Mm-hmm. There's two.
I think it's track three. Like, yeah, I mean, it is, like, so pissed off and angry and aggressive. Mm-hmm. And there's tonal qualities that I've never heard Muse even attempt. And they're perfected on this record. You know, it's funny because we were playing in Los Angeles the other day, and the girl that, you know, the runner that goes and gets like our stuff, mm-hmm. our rider, she was wearing a Muse shirt. So I asked her if she'd checked out the new record yet, because, you know, it just came out. And she said, yeah, it's okay. And I hadn't listened to it yet. And mm-hmm. I don't know if she probably isn't listening to this, but I'm like, she said something like, oh, well, I think I like their singles usually better than their records. And I totally think that's a valid point until now.
Yeah, now.
Because this record is so strong.
Yeah, the singles were great, but we got a lot what we love from Muse on the rest of this record. You got some of the like slower, more piano-driven songs that I absolutely love, as well as possibly my new favorite Muse song in You Make Me Feel Like It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Because that song is just an absolute fucking banger. And it's so cool what they did with all of the effect layering and sample layering, as well as kind of incorporating and taking that like haunted organ sound and making it this absolute like synth rock banger. Right?
Amazing.
What a cool song. And the guitar solo in the middle is just like a minute long for no apparent reason aside from being awesome. Yeah, I'm here for that.
That's all you need sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it's not a crazy song lyrically, but like this entire record just sets itself up very well and plays off each other and kind of just tells a story of oppressed people, right? And
yep.
wanting to break free and just put power into your own hands. I think it's a really cool record.
For sure. Sometimes the guitar work in Muse gets a little overshadowed too. I think just by mm-hmm. their popularity and their songs and some of the, you know, I don't know, landscapes that they present tonally, but like,
mm-hmm.
or sonically, but what a guitar player too. I mean, really, like, I mean, just so innovative.
I agree.
So really, really, really good. Yeah. I mean, this record is it's going to be pretty hard to shake out of a top 10 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it's not even if it's in the top five, top three, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think this should be on a bunch of people's album of the year list. I think overall, it's just a super fun record.
Absolutely.
What do you want to talk about next?
I like the Psy record a lot.
I do too.
Very interesting record. Some sounds that I don't know if I've ever really heard before.
Yeah.
Like combinations of things, just kind of done in a way I hadn't heard before. It was kind of had me shaking my head and sort of like, I listened to the record by myself, but I kind of wish there was someone else to like,
I agree.
Talk about the record with at certain moments. Cause I was like, the fuck is that? You know?
Yeah.
And but never in a bad way, always in an interesting way and a kind of a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the musicianship of this record is like also really, really, really good and probably won't be talked about enough. So yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, I need to sit down and give it a listen again. I'm waiting for it to show up on record and then hopefully I've got a couple good friends that are also kind of music buffs. I want to sit down with one of them and kind of go through it because I definitely think having a buddy to kind of digest all of this will be helpful.
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. That's where I was at with it.
Becoming the Archetype. Record. You'll check that out.
Didn't listen to it. Gotta be honest. Mm-hmm. I think it's great that they've returned. The singles, I was pretty whelmed and I didn't really dive into the full record. But tell the people what you thought.
Yeah. I think it's kind of very similar to that Halo Effect record where what it does extremely well. And it kind of fits into a time and place of metal and metalcore where if that record came out 10 years ago, I would have been extremely ecstatic with it.
Yeah.
And it kind of scratched an itch for a sound that I haven't heard in a bit. But is it anything crazy or over the top? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's just a generally good, solid record.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Anything else?
Pianos Become the Teeth. Did you check that out?
I did. Obviously, I think the talent is there. Mm-hmm. I think the production was great on this record. I think it's hard for me because I remember their first two albums and I remember the aggression they had that they had, and a lot of that has just really disappeared. And I don't want to say that this record was boring, because I think that is not giving it enough credit, but I felt like it's of a certain time for me. It's you know, you called it a bath time record. I think it's a little sleepy time record for me.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say people shouldn't make music like that, but I don't know if I'm going to listen to it again. I felt like it was a little boring in my opinion.
I feel, yeah. When I kind of listened to this, I had the kind of thought and idea very similar to like Touche Amour, bands like that, where I don't really kind of vibe the songs when I'm listening to them on the album as much, but when I see them in kind of a live environment, it just feels a lot different and hits a lot different, even though like it is slow and kind of sad boy and stuff like that. I think it just, those will be good songs live, and I think the album's pretty good for what it is.
Yeah, no, I will not take anything away from the talent that these guys have and the work they put in to capture some of the sounds and put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely takes a lot of talent, but you know, I mean, I think that there's been other records over the last, you know, well, since we've been doing the show, that have kind of scratched that itch for me,
yep,
in a better way, and have songs that I think are a little more compelling. But that being said, I don't want people to not give this record a chance. I think if you're looking for something in this genre, in this vein, you should definitely give it a chance.
Yep, for sure. And then last up, I just want to talk about three records that I missed last week, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Sometimes this happens. We have these crazy weeks where I have so many records and things just kind of pass you by. Or you find new things that you kind of want to talk about. The first one is one of those new things. I found this project called Black Braid, one word, and their new record, Black Braid 1. It's a solo project, indigenous Native American black metal.
Oh, wow.
So very, very cool. Kind of almost like that Bloodywood record where it's really, really kind of taking their ancestral instruments and bringing them to the forefront of the sound, but it is still black metal. And I think overall it's a really, really good record. This just, it's the genre coming from an entirely different direction, right? Which is something that you don't often see. And I think that's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That's super cool.
Mm-hmm. The other one, one of the two, Tiny Moving Parts, new record, self-titled.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Did you get a chance to listen to this?
This band is incredible. No, I haven't listened to the new record, but they've never missed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're one of the most interesting bands in, I don't even know what to call it, because they're kind of in their own league. I'll call them emo, I guess.
Shred punk emo.
It's like, it's very much, if anyone ever listened to American Football or Owen, mm-hmm. it's similar, but a little more technical and a little more modern.
Yep.
And yeah, I think this guitar player is just absolutely on another planet.
Oh, he's cracked.
Of what he's doing in the genre he's doing it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really cool band. And I don't know how this one passed me by last week either.
Yeah.
But it's there. So yeah, don't sleep on Tiny Moving Parts.
Yeah, make sure you check it out. That should have been the number two record last week. I think overall it's an absolutely incredible piece of work.
Yes.
Super, super excited about that. And I love the album artwork too, right? Because it's just like a guitar fretboard with like mayo on it, spelling out Tiny Moving Parts and like pieces of a sandwich around it. And I think that that's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they are cool like that. They do kind of like, they don't take themselves super seriously. And I like that about the band too.
Yeah. Quick album, only 30 minutes too. And the other one is we've got kind of a new EP album. It's like 25 minutes. So it's like right in that middle ground of, I don't know what the hell to call it. 7 songs from Have Mercy, which is a really, really cool sad boy band. This is also self-titled.
Yeah.
And I really like this. If you're a fan of bands like Citizen or Elder Brother or stuff like that, it's kind of like punk Midwest emo, right? And it's just fun time. If you haven't heard of Had Mercy, they're just awesome.
Yep.
I think this EP is great too. I think it really captures kind of what the band used to do with the kind of spoken word, sad sound, but kind of added a new direction to it and really went in more of an instrumental route as well, which I think was something that was lacking from the band. So I'm stoked on this.
Yeah, I love Have Mercy. I had Brian on the podcast a few years back. Mm-hmm. Great band. But you know what, Mike? You forgot a few records, and actually I forgot a record too I'd like to add to the pile.
Okay.
And I sent you this record a few weeks back.
You're right.
It's from a band called No Trigger.
I was just thinking about that today and pulled it up.
Yeah. Awesome record. This is a punk band from Boston or Massachusetts anyway. Yep. And they they sound a little bit maybe like Wilhelm Scream, a little bit of Hot Water Music influence.
The first thing that came to my mind when I was listening to this is like Wilhelm Scream.
Totally, except this new record, and this is only their third full length record, and they've been a band for like 17 years. So they don't put out records very often, but this record is interesting. It's kind of a new sound, a little more fun, mm-hmm. A little more less serious than maybe their previous records.
It honestly made me think of like a merge between Wilhelm Scream and Pup.
Exactly. They're definitely, I could see them being on a Pup tour. This record, they said this record, they just took a bunch of acid and made a record. So, hey, there you go. That was their press release.
Okay.
Yeah, don't sleep on this new No Trigger record. I've been listening to it constantly.
Oh yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to check out the Dangerous Summer record?
Oh yeah.
It's pretty good.
It is good. I mean, it is. I feel like every time they put out a record, I kind of need to take away my preconceived notions of what this band has been before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with their first album back, that was a challenge for me and for some of the fans, but now I'm kind of ready for it.
Yeah.
And this record really gave me what I wanted from the Dangerous Summer. I think it's like just always, there's always something that, like, every time I listen to this band, they always put something in my mind I haven't thought about before,
mm-hmm.
you know, lyrically or conceptually, and this record is no exception. So I think this is a great album, and from AJ and the boys.
Yeah. And last one, another one I forgot. New record called Demons Away by Drag Me Out. If you're not familiar, this is Dennis Stoff's band. He was the guy who did the Black album by Asking Alexandria. So yeah, basically if you want to hear what it would be like if Asking Alexandria was still a heavy metalcore band, this is your voice. It sounds great. It's a really fun record.
There you go. I did not know that was coming out either. So there we go, man. Wow.
Yeah. It got delayed because, they are a Ukrainian band and they wanted to kind of, just take some time until they released it. So
crazy. Well, yeah, go support that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our shit from last week. That's a lot. Yeah. Lots to catch up on, everybody. Sorry about that. But we're going to get into this week, which is also a pretty big week, I assume. Yep. How many we got, Mike?
We got 8 that I want to talk about.
Another MySpace style top 8. All right. Let's jump in right away. Won't waste any time. Here it is. Number 8.
Yeah. First record coming in from Mongolia. We've got The Who with their new record, Rumble of Thunder. That's H-U, not The Who, the classic rock band. But this is one of the most unique bands in the kind of alternative and rock scene, making folk rock, stuff like that at the moment, using traditional Mongolian throat singing and instrumentation. I think that this band's absolutely incredible. I saw them on Riot Fest. The last time I went to Riot Fest, they opened up, and I feel bad for everybody who hadn't been there early enough to catch them, because it was probably one of the best sets on Sunday. Absolutely incredible band. I love them so much. I'm super stoked for this record.
Yeah, I didn't know. I've heard of this name before,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen them on like festivals, and I've seen them on actually like radio charts.
Yeah.
And I'd never actually heard the band. So when I listened to them, I was a little bit confused.
Mm-hmm.
Because this really doesn't sound like anything maybe I've ever heard, ever. And now that you've told me what it is, I kind of understand.
It's super cool, right?
It's really unique. I mean, I don't know if personally I'm going to sit down and like, you know, and listen to this on my Sunday drive, but I really respect that they're doing this and that they're, taking things from their own culture and putting it into modern music and bringing it to, you know, North America, mm-hmm. and showing it to people and with some success. That should really be commended. So yeah, good for them.
Yeah, and typically what they've had that's popped off is they put out their first record, The Greg, in 2019, and that had some pretty awesome songs on it. Then they came in and they had some kind of larger artists in the scene feature on some of those songs. So like Jacoby Shaddix got onto Wolf Totem, Lizzie Hale was on right. Song of Women, stuff like that. As well as them doing a cover of Sad But True that absolutely blew up. And this band's just skyrocketing right now, and for all the right reasons. They're great.
I'm sure that's why I've heard their name and seen their name on the radio then. There you go.
But yeah.
All right, number seven. Yeah, sure. Number seven. Let's go.
Number seven, we've got the new self-titled record from Youngblood coming in with a new record. What are your thoughts on these singles?
Pretty solid, man. I think Youngblood is really just kind of, I mean, if you've been living under a rock, maybe mm-hmm. you don't know, but this is one of the biggest emerging young artists. I'm kind of seeing now with these new singles, this is maybe like if you like Machine Gun Kelly like a year or two ago, maybe this is what you should be checking out. Definitely a different vibe, but in the same way, in the kind of like a modern post-punk way, or post-pop-punk way, I should say, is kind of doing something cool and sort of striking a little bit of a chord that maybe hadn't been struck the same way before. So, yeah, I'm interested to hear this record all the way through. And the singles are kind of all over the place, but like not really mm-hmm. in a bad way.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested in this record. I think Youngblood's a super talented artist and he's very in tune with kind of everything that goes on within our scene, and he's very, very talented and makes some great songs. I'm interested because I don't know. I don't think this record is going to hit as hard for me as his previous releases, specifically kind of some of the older stuff like 21st Century Liability and his self-titled EP. But I do think I'm still going to enjoy this record a fair amount. I just think it's missing kind of that. What do I even want to say? Like a bite? Like he used to be much more punk and now this is more on the pop side, which I mean, more power to him. He's absolutely blown up. So he's definitely got a cool, unique sound still. But just feels less angry. I don't know. I miss that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, sometimes when you put these songs in context of the record and you know, and there's some things filling in the gaps, sometimes it changes things and that may happen, but we'll talk about it next week, that's for sure, because this is a highly anticipated record. I'm a little surprised it's down at number seven, but I can understand why.
Week, bud.
It's a big week. Yeah. All right, let's move on. How about number six?
Number six, I feel like we have talked about this record more than any other record on the list so far.
I don't know what it is.
It's Megadeth, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. I'm stoked for this record. I think Megadeth's an awesome band. I think this is the best looking the band has been. Maybe I'm doing too much for us and putting too much faith in them and the rest of the album's going to be a turd because of it. Maybe I needed to doubt them a little bit more. But overall, I'm pretty excited for this record. I think we're having kind of a resurgence in thrash and classic metal sounds right now, and they're kind of nailing it as well.
Well, I will say, man, the first song was the first single was an absolute fucking banger.
Oh yeah, We'll Be Back. That song's fucking sick.
Could be the best Megadeth song in the last 15 to 20 years. Maybe more. The next single with Ice-T, mm-hmm. very good, a little bit worse.
Yep.
And then the third single, I don't want to say it was trash, but it was very underwhelming.
Yeah.
Especially compared to the first two. So I'm a little worried that the rest of the record might be a little bit fillery. However, it is great to have Megadeth back making half decent records again. There's a lot of hype in the metal community with this record. Mm-hmm. I also want to comment on the title of the record. I think that that's a pretty cool thing for Megadeth to do, to kind of obviously, I mean, maybe some people will say it's a little on the nose, but I mm-hmm. think for what we've been through, and the way that, you know, Megadeth's always had a bit of social commentary in that way.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of right on for what I think I want Dave Mustaine to be singing about. Mm-hmm. So let's go. I'm all in on this, and I will be 100% listening to this a lot, because, you know, when do you have a chance for like one of your favorite bands when you were 10 years old to like come back with a record that could be amazing, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I don't know. I'm stoked for it. I think it's going to be good.
Absolutely. All right. Number 5.
All right. I know this is going to be one of your favorites this week. It's the new record Narrative from 156 Silence.
Yeah, great band.
This band sounds amazing. If you haven't heard of them yet, they sound a lot like Chamber, Vatican, Four in Hand, stuff like that. Kind of that like nice sweet spot between hardcore and metalcore, where they know when it's time to two-step and they know when it's time to have a breakdown. What do you think of these songs?
Yeah, they're great. This band is, since I heard about this band, they've been popping up a lot on my Spotify. Mm-hmm. I listen to something and then like Spotify wants me to listen to this band more and more.
Yeah.
And then I'm reminded of them and I go back and I listen to them again. And yeah, this is just a band that's like, they've got something in their sound that's like a little bit different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. I can't really describe it.
Very similar to Dying Wish almost as well.
Yeah, there's like a rawness to it, or a certain just character or anger to it. Mm-hmm. That's sort of like, as soon as it comes on, I know it's them and I know what it's going to give me. And these singles are fantastic. So yeah, this band is really, really interesting. So yeah, don't sleep on this band.
Yeah, I agree. I'm super excited. I think this is one of the coolest up and coming bands in our scene this year. As well as another on the list this week. So really excited to see so many kind of, I'm not going to say smaller bands because these guys are blowing up justifiably so right now, but newer bands on the scene really kind of coming in, proving their worth right off the gate. Which, I mean, this is their third album, but, you know, their first
yep.
major label one.
Yeah, awesome. All right, we're moving to number 4.
Number 4. So... before Ice Nine Kills started doing the literary and movie thing, we had Blind Guardian. And
yeah,
I think that they are honestly just even still on another level of being able to write absolutely amazing music that feels cohesive on a record while taking in kind of a ton of literary works and allowing it to influence their music and their writing style. These singles are absolutely amazing, and this is my favorite power metal band of all time, so I'm very excited for this record. The record's called The God Machine. Super stoked, amazing album artwork. What did you think of the songs?
Yeah, fantastic as always. I love that this band just has a way of sort of doing their thing, but also everything they do kind of sounds fresh. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to like describe it. They always nail it with their imagery and their concepts, like you just talked about too. I mean, there's a reason that like you go to any metal festival, you're gonna see at least 50 to 75 Blind Guardian back patches.
Oh yeah,
because this band has an absolute army of followers, such loyal followers, and you know, I don't know how long this band's even been together. A minute. And yeah. And they just continue to really just make great
band formed in 1984.
'84. Wow. I would have thought like more like 1994. So that's wild. Mm-hmm. Okay. Crazy. So yeah, good for them for keeping at it. And yeah, like, you know, obviously they do what they do, but yep. they have a great kind of modern take on it sometimes with some of their songs. And I like that as well.
Yeah. And just to kind of go over, what the band has said the influences of these songs are. Deliver Us From Evil, first track, is about the Crucible. That was the first single that we got. Just great. Damnation, the second song, is about the King Killer Chronicle from Patrick Rothfuss, which is one of my favorite fantasy series of all times. It's also what the band The Wise Man's Fear is based off of. Secrets of the American Gods is obviously Neil Gaiman's American Gods. Violent wow. Shadows is from Brandon Sanderson, who is another amazing fantasy novel writer. His Stormlight Archives, that's great. Life Beyond the Spheres is just a song about the Big Bang. Architects of Doom is based off Battlestar Galactica. Let It Be No More is based on The Leftovers. Blood of the Owls is obviously The Witcher. And then Destiny is The Tale of the Ice Maiden by Hans Christian Andersen. Just absolutely crazy the different influences this band is able to take, like from Battlestar Galactica to like Hans Christian Andersen and The Crucible, yeah. and just literally all over the place, and just make it sound so cohesive and well done.
Art influencing art right here.
We love it.
In 2022. You do. And if you're a nerd, you're especially going to love it.
Yep.
Like Mike. Oh, all right. Yeah. Blind Guardian at number four. We're in a top three now. So let's hit it. Number three.
Okay. Number three. Super excited for this record because this is another one of those small upcoming bands. But we've got the new record Celebrity Therapist by the Callous Dow Boys.
Yeah,
you say it like the Dallas Cowboys, but switched around. This band's absolutely buck wild, and I think they don't know how to use strong song structure in any form, but I absolutely love that.
Yes.
Because it's so weird. Like, you get these portions where there's like just absolute chaotic mathcore, like Mouth Breather or Frontier, and then you've got these like classic Rise or Sumerian sounds from like 2010 where like, am I in an Asking Alexander Stand Up and Scream chorus right now? Like, what's going on?
Yep.
Super awesome band though. I love these songs.
So I talked shit on the name of this band last week, and, mm-hmm. and I have to take it back because then I actually heard the band. I heard the band, and this band is super, super, I'm super excited about this band.
Yep.
Because I've been waiting for a band to do this, a band to combine what you said, Frontier, or I would say maybe Dillinger Escape Plan, you know, technical metalcore, mm-hmm. but then bringing in elements, super melodic, catchy elements.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard a band do this yet. At least this well. And this is these singles are great. Everything about them. And I am really, really excited to hear this record. The band is kind of funny too. I was very intrigued, so I went on their Spotify. I looked, and they have a whole bunch of members. Mm-hmm. They have a violin player.
Yep.
I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. So there's a lot of things about this band that are unique. Obviously, with their name, they're not taking themselves super seriously either. This is everything kind of firing on all cylinders for me for a heavy project. I'm glad this is in your top three because I'm super excited for this too.
Yeah. I think that their Spotify bio just explains it perfectly. The recklessly free-spirited collective from Atlanta, Georgia, revels in high-strung extremity, music that's somehow dense, impenetrable, and chaotic, yet confusingly inviting. An undeniable life-affirming glee is palpable as each song deliriously swerves across stylistic lines. Well written.
Wow.
Fucking great.
Very well written. Yeah. Yeah. Keep that bio writer on the payroll. That's good.
Exactly. Well, maybe they just do it themselves. If they're able to make music like this, I think they can write a Spotify bio.
Maybe. The Callous Dow Boys. All right. Number two,
coming from Troy, Ohio, we've got the new record, The Curse of Existence from Miss May I. I think Miss May I is obviously not going to be reinventing the metalcore wheel on this record, but they have nailed their style and their lane within the genre so well. And these singles are such absolute monsters that I couldn't yep. not put them at number two. This band's been a staple in the scene for so damn long, and they are so underrated. And I think that they do everything so well within what, like, their lane. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, they've always been kind of interesting because they've sort of been this maybe a little too metal for their own good within the kind of metalcore scene.
But I love that.
And now they've just sort of found their place, I think. And I tell you, Levi sounds about as angry and pissed off as I've ever heard him. You can really feel the emotion here. These singles have been very impressive. I'm excited to hear the whole thing. Because, you know, this band has had a couple missteps, you know?
Yep.
I think they made a record with Terry Date, which was Pantera producer, which is kind of a strange choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell flat a little bit and it set them back a little bit. But this band has always showed resiliency and their fans have always stuck with them. And I think this is just a great time for them to kind of come back and solidify their spot, you know, as one of the kind of kings of metalcore in the scene.
Yeah, it's their first record in 5 years. I absolutely love Shadows Inside. I'm expecting to really like this record because I think I like these singles more than I like the singles from Shadows Inside at the time. But yeah, overall, just absolutely stoked on this record. It's going to be great.
Is going to be great. I agree. Yes. Miss May I, they deliver. And they're just such great people.
Man. Oh, for sure.
They just... Ryan Neff, one of my favorite people of all time. So, shout out Ryan if you listen to this. Absolutely. All right, well, that's exciting. Miss May I record at number two. We're going to get into that number one album of the week after this very, very short break. We'll be right back.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, but we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/greenimpact.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
And we're back. We're back. Was that short enough for you, Mike?
Wow, that was a very, very short break.
There might not have even been a break, depending on what you're listening to this on, I will say. But that's good because we're getting right back into it.
Yeah,
we are. And we've had a great list so far, but there can only be one number one. So what is it?
We've got the new record Disparity from Ocean's 8 Alaska. This is going to be the metalcore album of the year. Let's go. This band don't miss. Chris Turner's the craziest motherfucker in this scene on drums. Jake Noakes is out of the band. Original Jake is back in the band. I forget his last name, so sorry, Jake. There it is. James Harrison, sorry. I thought there were two Jakes. Oh, well. This band is just
two James, I think.
Yeah, James.
There might be two James.
Two James. Jake Noakes from them. I don't know.
There's one James, two James. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, this band is just absolutely insane. They combine progressive metal and metalcore just super flawlessly, and everybody in this band is so talented at putting together a record. I almost didn't want to listen to any of these singles because I kind of did myself a disservice on the last record, Hikari, and listened to the singles and kind of really didn't want to check out the record. And finally got around to it a couple weeks after it had come out and realized what I had missed. Because these guys are just masterful composers and this record's just going to be incredible all the way through. I love this band so much and I'm so excited they're back.
Yeah, their first album, I believe, in 5 years.
Yep, as well.
As well. You know, obviously there's been the pandemic and everything, but I think all that's going to do is just make this record even stronger.
Oh, yeah.
If the singles are any indication, yes. As Mike's predicting, this could be the metalcore album of the year. Although, you know, we'll see about the Devil Wears Prada. Regardless.
It'll hold the throne for a week.
This is exciting anyway. And yeah, this band, you know, I always feel like they've been around longer than they have been.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know what it is. It's kind of like,
so,
I guess there's just sort of instant classics with these two records they've put out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to really, I mean, if people were sleeping on them before, they won't be now.
I mean, so Lost Isles came out in 2015. But then before that, you had their first singles in 2012 on the End of the Deep EP. But then they kind of, when did they blow up? They kind of blew up, yeah, in like late 2012 when Clocks came out, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Super solid band. I love these guys so much. Just kind of enigmatic, but super great. And if you haven't checked out Chris Turner's solo record yet, where he just shows how absolutely insane he is on drums and how he actually turns it down for this project, go check that out because it's wild.
Hey, man. I mean, the best drummers, no matter how good they are, they play to the songs.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm glad that he let loose on that solo record. I almost forgot about that record from what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, been a crazy year.
Yeah, but this is going to be something special, and it is great to see this band and all the talent putting out a record finally after 5 years. So
yeah, and
we'll be talking about that one next week.
It comes out tomorrow too, by the way.
Well, it comes out early,
first of September.
So there you go. It'll be out Thursday. So when this is out,
it's definitely out.
Well, they're all out anyway. This is extra out.
His album came out on the 24th of June, actually. So it's only been 3 months.
Oh. Okay. Time is flying by. Absolutely crazy. All right. Well, let's do a quick recap of the top eight, and then we'll get into some honorable mentions.
For sure.
So we'll start with number eight.
Got the new record, Rumble of Thunder by The Who.
H-U, not the British Legends. All right. And number seven.
Got the new record, Youngblood by Youngblood.
There you go. And that's Y-U-N-G. Number six.
Got The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead by Megadeth.
And that is Death, D-E-T-H. No A in Megadeth. Number five.
We've got Narrative by 156 / Silence.
There we go. See, it's working out. Every single band has something weird going on. So there you go.
We're ending
number
it here.
One. That's number 156 / Silence. There you go. Number four.
We've got The God Machine by Blind Guardian.
That's standard spelling. Number three.
We've got the new record Celebrity Therapist by The Callous Dowboys.
Oh, I don't even know how to start with that one.
C-A-L-L-O-U-S / yes. D-A-O-B-O-Y-S.
Yeah. They just, if you type in Callous, C-A-L-L-O-U-S, you'll find it, I hope.
Yeah.
Number two.
The new record, The Curse of Existence by Miss May I.
Easy one there. And the number one album of the week, of course.
Disparity by Ocean's 8 Alaska. It was never going to be anything else.
And there you go. That's it. That's eight. Go listen. We're going to talk about a few honorable mentions right now, Mike.
Yep. I've got 22 honorable mentions this week. We're going to go through them quick. I normally don't talk about covers in this segment. But sometimes you just have to, right? Fit for an Autopsy, covering Lamb of God, Walk With Me in Hell. It's an absolute banger.
Cool. Yeah, you don't get a lot of metal covering metal, or metalcore covering metalcore, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So that is interesting. I wonder what kind of spin they're going to put on that. That's cool.
Oh, it's super heavy. It's awesome.
Sweet.
Next up, classic, Dying Fetus, new song, Excited.
Yeah, on tour with Knocked Loose.
Oh,
it's pretty cool that they took him out.
For sure.
Yeah, love Dying Fetus.
Within the same vibe, Goat Whore, new single. Awesome. I love it. Band's absolutely amazing. We got a new song from Cell Dweller, kind of one of the original electronicore bands. One man project. Super sick. I love this guy. He's got a new album coming out pretty soon. New song from the 1975. Make sure you check that out. Gorillaz have a new song featuring Tame Impala and Booty Brown, and they've announced their new record.
Okay.
Check that out. Boundaries putting out the second single from their upcoming record. Such a heavy band.
They are.
The Wonder Years, another single off of their upcoming record, I think comes out in a couple weeks here.
They never miss, and they keep getting better.
For sure. Same could be said for Boston Manor. Another new single this week. Super exciting.
Yep. Love some of the directions that band has gone in their, you know, relatively short career. Mm-hmm. They've done so much already. It's very exciting.
For sure. New song from Turnover should be exciting. Awesome band. And speaking of some young blood, we've got a new song from Tala. Make sure you check that out. This guy's rip. Okay. Got another single from the new Architects record. Pretty divisive. People saying they're butt rock. People saying they're gods. Go decide yourself.
Decide yourself. Yep. New Architects.
I said it before and I'll say it again. It's a week that exists before a new Buried Alive record drops. So you're getting a Buried Alive single. I've stopped listening to them. I want some surprises on the record.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot. We love Buried Alive. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-D, Alive.
Yep.
We love them around here. They are one of the most interesting bands really to come out in the last, let's just say decade. They're very, very unique. So we love them here.
I kind of wanted to put this during news, but I kind of want to talk about during singles too. New Sharptooth single, some drama surrounding the band with a new vocalist. Read into that however much you will or won't. Just go listen to the music, I guess, if you're into it.
Okay.
A Marionette, new single. Super cool post-hardcore swancore band with some pop sensibility. Absolutely love those guys. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
Going the opposite side to some absolute classic post-hardcore with Hope Dies Last putting out a new single. Super excited for that. They've got a record coming
out. All right.
Okay. One of the coolest bands that nobody ever talks about being on Sharptone, Stepson, has a new single coming out. And I'm really excited to see what direction the band's going with this new album cycle.
Band rules. So I really like this band. They put out, it was an EP, right?
It was an album.
It was an album? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember it was short. I like that record a lot though. So this is exciting to see them coming back already.
I agree. New single from Mr. Wives. Make sure you check that out if you're into the kind of like indie pop alternative emo scene, whatever the hell that little subgenre is. But you know what I mean.
All right.
Somerset, new song. They released a lot of singles off this EP, but I'm excited because I love the Somerset.
Very excited to have the band back. The band that should have never left, but we have them back. So all is well in the world.
Polyphia featuring Sophia Black.
Okay.
Band's always just top tier. So I'm excited to see how absolutely. It goes. I've talked about this band a little bit. Ex-members of Lotus Eater have formed a new band called Love is Noise. They've announced their debut EP and they've put out their new song Movement featuring Jason Allen Butler from Fever 333, Let Live, Predator Cracks, all the fun stuff. It's an absolute banger. This band is just on another level, kind of similar to bands like Sleep Token and Loathe, who are just writing amazing music right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
EP of the year, incoming. In unsurprising fashion, we've got a new song from Current, and it is an absolute banger. This is one of the best metalcore bands in the scene, and they continue to assert themselves as such.
No surprise for me.
Yeah. Can you imagine, what's his name? Chris Wiseman, right? Guitarist for Current and Shadow of Intent, having two bands that are both at the forefronts of their respective genres. Insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, if you got it, you got it. Mm-hmm. You know, so good on him.
Yeah,
way to go, Chris.
And then last, but definitely not least, I don't know if you've heard about this. I think the whole world kind of heard about this. It's one of the worst kept secrets in the entire scene at the moment. but it's about 9:30 right now. So in about 2.5 hours, everybody here on Thursday will probably have seen this. We are finally getting new music from Pierce the Veil.
Oh, it's coming. Okay. Okay. It's coming. All right.
Yeah. You actually haven't heard about this.
I have not heard about That's this, insane, but I'm dude. Sure by the time everyone's listening to this, everyone will have heard this. So yeah. We're 2.5 hours away. So we'll be talking about this next week. Probably, I mean,
I'll probably
ad nauseum,
text you about it tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. I mean, this has been, what is the last record, 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Misadventures?
Yep.
You
completely
know,
underrated
some
record.
Some controversy. It's my favorite Pierce the Veil record, and not, it's not close. By far my favorite.
Yeah.
A little bit of controversy. Band went away for a long time, is back, is doing a huge tour with I Prevail, but it's great to see them back. They're one of the most talented bands in post-hardcore of all time. And it's just great to see them back. So we'll see what this sounds like.
Yep. Super excited. Can't wait to hear it.
I hope it's fast.
Gotta love it. You're going to have a good show tonight. So I will let you go, bud.
Seattle always rocks. And we'll be talking next week. Everybody, make sure for the full list, as always, you follow Mike at Slappy Slam. And if you're tuning into this podcast feed, we got a lot of great episodes coming up, including interviews with Stephen Christian of Amber Lynn,
ooh,
Tom from No Trigger, and Winston from Parkway Drive.
Amazing.
Who have a new record next week, I think, or 2 weeks? 2 weeks away, 2 weeks. I think.
Their song from last week too. Really surprised me. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're finding it. So yeah. We talk about that quite a bit in the interview. So lots to check out. Make sure you are subscribed to this. And as always, Mike, thank you for your expertise.
Yeah, for sure, bud. Have a great week.
You too.
All right.